In the Theravada tradition, most of the discourse concerning the two chief aspects of Buddhist meditation practice, the calming of the mind and the cultivation of wisdom, has revolved around the term samatha and vipassana. Samatha meaning tranquility, serenity, lucid calm. Vipassana literally meaning clear seeing, and refers to insight into the three characteristics of existence. Although the Buddha himself did not use these terms with any great frequency, they gained much prominence in the centuries following his death. Their meaning expanded to include not only the states themselves, but also the practices directly aimed at cultivating them. Focusing on a mantra, for example, came to be called a samatha practice, whereas investigating the impermanent nature of feelings, a vipassana practice. The two terms have long been the subject of scholarly controversy. Disagreements have tended to center on the relationship between the two. In particular, as mentioned in an earlier section, the extent to which the lucid calm of samatha must be developed before an authentic vipassana insight can occur. When referring to these terms, Lumpa would speak of them as two aspects of practice that were developed in unison, rather than two separate entities. There's a footnote on that, and it says, generally Lumpa would use samatha and samadhi, vipassana and wisdom, interchangeably. Just as an axe needed to be made with both sufficient weight and sharpness to do its job, so the mind that could penetrate the truth of things needed both stability and discernment. Nevertheless, given that the focus in the early stages of practice is suppression of the hindrances, and in its culminating phase, insight into the nature of things, Lumpa recognized a shift of emphasis which he would characterize as an organic process of maturation. It occurred the way, he said, that an unripe mango became ripe, or a child became an adult. From one point of view, the adult might be seen as an altogether different person to the child, and from another, as an evolved version of the same person. In a similar but more earthy analogy, Lumpa compared the relationship to that between food and excrement. Lumpa also coined the terms pacification of mind and pacification of defilements, to clarify his view of the necessary relationship between samatha and vipassana. And this is a quote. When we develop samadhi, we pacify the mind. But the life of the pacified mind is short. Because it can't withstand a lot of things going on, it lacks true ease. You go to a quiet place and pacify your mind. But the defilements are still there. They haven't been pacified. This is where the distinction can be made. The pacification of the mind and the pacification of the defilements are two different things. The mind can become peaceful easy enough when there are few disturbances. But if it feels some kind of threat, then it can't. There's something still there. You can't let go. You can't put it down. Meditators who took refuge in refined states of mind and feared anything that might disturb the bliss of their samadhi tended to become trapped in doomed attempts to manipulate conditions in order to maintain them. The boldness required to look closely at form, sounds, odors, tastes, tangible objects, and mental states would be lacking in them, and their defilements left untouched. In contrast, meditators, at peace after a training in which the calming and wisdom elements had been developed in tandem, would have no fear of sense contact as such, and could let go of attachment at the moment of contact with great fluency. They created no owner of their experience. Lumpa said at this stage the practice was fitting to be called vipassana, clear seeing of things in their true light. That's a quote. These conventional expressions, samatha and vipassana, if you want to discuss them separately, you can. But if you want to talk about their relationship, then you have to say that they're inseparable, they're connected. A layperson once came and asked me if these days I was teaching people to practice samatha or vipassana. I said, I don't know, they're trained together. If you answer in terms of what actually happens in the mind, then you have to answer like that. Develop them simultaneously, because they are synonymous. If you develop samadhi without wisdom, it won't last long. In one of his most celebrated discourses, Lumpa captured this idea with a simile. Wisdom is the movement of samadhi. It's like the phrase, still flowing water. The samatha and vipassana of someone who has developed right practice are in harmony and concord and flow like a single stream of water. In the mind of the practitioner, it's as if still water is flowing. The peace of samadhi incorporates wisdom. There is sila, samadhi, and panya together. Wherever you sit, it is still, and yet it flows. It is still flowing water. There is samadhi and panya, samatha and vipassana.